Here is the commentary for the document entitled The Benefit of Time. And this series of four pie charts really makes the case for a long-term perspective if you're going to invest in stocks. You purchased this sample mutual fund, the Investment Company of America, and if you left your money in for just 1 year, there's a better than one-third chance, 35%, in other words, one out of three times, that you're going to lose money after 1 year. Well, think about it. You have to first beat the 5.75% sales charge that you paid, so the mutual fund has to make up that amount just to break even. But still, two-thirds of the time almost, you beat the sales charge and had more money after the end of the first year. But still, it certainly makes the case why you want your short-term money to be in short-term investments. Because one in three chance of losing? But look what happens if we extend our time horizon simply from 1 to 3 years. The percentage of negative periods drops by about a third. I mean, to a third of what it was. It goes down more than half, from 35% down to 14%. So we have a 1 in 7 chance now of losing money, as opposed to 1 in 3. And if we extend our time horizon to 5 years, it drops in half again, from 14% down to 7%. So what is that, 1 in 14 or something like that chance? 93% of the time we made money. By the way, the last 5, you're right, 2008, right, very. But look at what happens if we simply extend our time horizon to 10 years. In other words, look at it as a long-term investment, which that's what it's supposed to be looked at. There was never a time in the 10-year period since the Great Depression, 1934, that you lost money. So, what's the benefit of time? Pretty darn good. See ya.